This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. Allahumma la ilma lana illa ma allamtana innaka anta al-alimul hakim. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وأرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه وادخلنا برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين آمين يا رب العالمين. Welcome everybody to our third part of our حلقة series, The Best of Manners, an explanation of Dr. عامر بهجت's poem on The Best of Manners, منظومة أحسن الأخلاق. طيب, so we're just going to listen, inshallah, to the lines we did last week, inshallah, just to review, and then we'll start with the new ones. Tafadhal ya Muhammad. So just follow if you have the booklet with you. If you don't, you can get it from this code here. So we're starting from the first one.
الحمد لله الذي قد وهب عباده المقربين الأدب والصلاة بالسلام تلتقي على نبينا عظيم الخلق وبعدها كأحسن الأخلاق يرقى بها صاحبها المراقي فأولا راعي مع الله الأدب بترك الإثم وبفعل ما وجب وحسن ظن وتوكل رجاء حب وتوحيد ومن خاف نجا وأخطر نبيه وعظم سنته قدم على كل الورى محبته وبر والديك ولتطعهما تبص وصل أيا نبي أيا بني الرحيما فج الكبير وارحم الصغير وساعد الضعيف والفقير وكن شجاعا صابرا.
Stop right there, Muhammad, for a second. So barakallahu feek. So last time we covered from line 1 to line 8. So a quick review now. I need to, we covered a couple of manners and etiquettes, and I want to hear some of them from you guys. What are some of the manners and etiquettes that we covered last time? Right? Remember, if we don't review, we're going to forget. So we need to make sure that we review. So the first thing we said is we have to have adab with who? What's the number one priority? Adab with who? With who? With Allah. فَأَوَّلًا رَاعِي مَعَ اللَّهِ الْأَدَبِ. Okay? And when it came to Allah, first thing was? So by the way, this poem, it encompasses about 82 etiquettes and manners. About 82 etiquettes and manners, inshallah. And so last time we covered maybe around 20, okay? And we can actually count them on our fingers now. So the first thing we covered is, someone count with me, inshallah. So we said, فَأَوَّلًا رَاعِي مَعَ اللَّهِ الْأَدَبِ. Okay? First you have to have adab with Allah. We said how? بِتَرْكِ الْإِثْمِ وَبِفِعْلِ مَا وَجَبْ. Leaving sin. Okay, so that's one. Someone count with me. And then do what is wajib. وَفِعْلِ مَا وَجَبْ. Okay, and then what did he say? And then he said, وَحُسْنِ ظَنِّن. Okay, that's three, having husn dhan. وَتَوَكُّلٍ, number four. Raja, having hope. Okay, so we're five it now. حُبِّن, right, six. Love. وَتَوْحِيدٍ. Okay, tawheed, that's seven. وَمَنْ خَافَ نَجَى. Khawf, having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're at eight so far, right? Are you guys counting? طيب, I need someone to just confirm with me. طيب. Then we said, وَقِرْ نَبِيَّهُ. Okay, revere his prophet. So now after Allah we have the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Waqir nabiyyahu. Where are we at now?
Nine,
right? So waqir nabiyyahu, revere his prophet. Wa'adhim sunnatah. Okay, and glorify his sunnah. Okay, that's 10, right? Qaddim ala kulli al-wara mahabbatah. Love him ahead of everybody else. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's 11, right? And then we said wa barra walidayka. Now we go to the parents. Wa barra walidayka. Be good to your parents. Where are we at now? 12. Wal tuti'huma, and obey them. Okay, so you have to be good to them and you have to obey them. Okay, so that's 13. وَصِلْ أَيَا بُنَيَّ الرَّحِمَ, and keep the ties of kinship. Connect with your kins, with your extended family. Okay, we're at what, 13? 14. بَجِّلْ كَبِيرًا. Okay, respect the elder. وارحم الصغير and have mercy on the young. وساعد الضعيفة والفقيرة. What are we at now? 16? 17? Type 17. And that's where we stopped. So last time we covered from lines 1 to 8. بإذن الله today our goal is to do 9 to 18. I'm going to try my best to not go beyond 9. I'm going to put myself a timer here. So keep me in check, inshallah. So today, inshallah, we'll cover 9 to 18, بإذن الله. If the time goes too far, inshallah, we'll stop. And then next week, بإذن الله, we'll try to finish it, lines 19 to 29. Again, if those of you who want to the digital version of it, it's right here. I believe there might be some copies in the drawer right there, if I'm not mistaken. طيب, let's begin with the new lines. تفضل يا محمد, اقرأ. We're going to read from 9 to 18. يلا تفضل محمد.
وكن شجاعا صابرا كريما وشاكرا وفطنا حليما وذا أنات وحياء وارفقي وكن أمينا وتواضع واصدقي تحل بالعدل وبالإحسان والعفو والوفاء والإتقان صن اللسان واحفظ الجوارح أحب كل مسلم كن ناصحا تقبل النصح من الثقات وكن محافظا على الصلاة ووقتك اشغله بالانتفاع والمال فاحفظه عن الضياع بهمة تعلم المفيد وطالع الكتب تنى المزيد واحترم الكتاب والمعلم وأكرمن ما استطعت العلماء أقبل وأنصتن للمحدث وقدم الأكبر في التحدث بالخير فانطقا وإلا فاصمتي وقبل نقل خبر تثبتي.
بارك الله فيك. طيب, so inshallah we're going to try to cover those 18 lines. So we got lots to cover inshallah, so we got to move inshallah. طيب, we start with number 9. He says, وَكُنْ شُجَعًا. Remember we said that this is, we're covering adab and akhlaq. So there are some manners, okay, and there are also some etiquettes to have. Some akhlaq. Remember, what was the difference between akhlaq and adab? Let's quickly review that. What was the difference between akhlaq and adab? Who can tell us? الأخلاق والأداب. تفضل عبد الرحمن. So something that's part of you, يعني your behavior. Yeah, your character. Mm-hmm. And the أداب, الأدب. So الأدب is something is when you apply those أخلاق. Okay. So الأخلاق are things that are part of you. Like you're generous, like you're kind, like you're, you know, and then the way you apply those in specific situations, those are the adab, okay? Those are the adab. So we covered some adab and some akhlaq, so we're going to cover some more, inshallah. He says now, وَكُنْ شُجَاعًا صَابِرًا كَرِيمًا, okay? وَشَاكِرًا وَفَطِنًا حَلِيمًا. So he says, be brave. كُنْ يعني be, okay? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُنْ, be and it is. So وَكُنْ شُجَاعًا, this is a فعل أمر, it's a command. Be شُجَاعًا, okay, be brave, okay. صَابِرًا, patient. كَرِيمًا, generous. وَشَاكِرًا, okay, and grateful. وَفَطِنًا, okay, and we'll talk about what فَطِن means. Even the English, most of us won't know what that means, astute. That's the translation that was chosen here. حَلِيمًا, okay, حَلِيمًا. طيب, let's go through them, Bismillah. So he says here, this is our 18th one. This is our 18th one. So we've covered 17 of them. I told you that there's about 82 in them, inshallah. I try to number them, so we keep track of them. So we have here, he says, وَكُنْ شُجَاعًا. What does it mean to be شُجَاع? مَنْ هُوَ الشُجَاع? تفضل.
Brave.
Brave, huh? يعني, mashallah, you guys put your hand up first. And that's a part of, that's a sign of bravery. طبعا, bravery, yeah, there's a million definitions, but they say it's the mental or moral strength to venture, persevere, and withstand danger, fear, or difficulty. Ash-shaja'a is something that is part of the khuluq of the Muslim. Okay, and when we talk about bravery, we think of someone who's aggressive, someone who it's always physical. Tamam. But bravery is not just in the physical sense. Huh? How else can we apply bravery? Na'atul al-Rahman. Na'am, exactly. So being brave is to be able to do what you're supposed to do, what you know is the truth, and not fear what others might say. Tamam? So the example Abdurrahman said, to Dhuhr time comes, right? And you want to pray, but you might be scared of what others might say. Okay? So you might not pray. And so that's the opposite of bravery. But to be brave is to say, you know what? This is the truth. I'm on the truth. Why would I be scared? And to have that bravery to stick with what you believe in. Sometimes we want to speak the truth, but we're scared of what others might say. Sah? Sometimes you're in a gathering and people, mathalan, are backbiting. And so, you don't want to, be the one who spoils it. And so you're quiet, right? You shouldn't do that. You should be brave and speak the truth, okay? If you recall in the Battle of Hunain, the Tadr. Ahsant, na'am, that's another thing. To be brave and move out of your comfort zone. And that's the best way to grow. Okay? Sometimes we're too scared to take on something. Tamam? There's a challenge in front of you and you're scared to do it. No, be brave. Get out of your comfort zone and that's how you can grow, inshallah. Tafadhal.
I don't know anything for boys, but for girls, I know it's a challenge to be in society and have their hijab on.
MashaAllah. Mm-hmm. So he's saying it's a challenge for the sisters to put on their hijab. Yes, that's a challenge. Na'am, and part of bravery is to put it on, and what's going to help you be brave is knowing why you're putting it on. Tamam? Because the minute you have some doubt about why you're putting it on, that's when it's going to be very easy to not follow through with that. One of the major battles in our seerah is the Battle of Hunain. The Battle of Hunain. And in the Battle of Hunain is very interesting because all the other battles, the Muslims were more or less. They were less. Sahih. Usually like three times less than their opponents. In Hunain, it was different, subhanAllah. Allah subhanahu says, وَيَوْمُ حُنَيْنٍ إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ. And the day of Hunain, when you were kind of, your numbers kind of deluded you. So the Muslims said, we used to beat them when we were fewer in numbers. So now we are more, so we would definitely beat them. And subhanAllah, they were actually being pushed back. And they were they were almost going to be defeated. And it was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's bravery that kind of pushed the army forward. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he raced forward. People were running back. This is a major sin to run away from battle. But it's natural. They're being scared. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam marched opposite. He went forward when everybody was afraid and running back. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he marched forward. And he started saying, "Ana an-nabiyyu la kadhib, ana ibn Abdul Muttalib. I am the Prophet, there's no lie about that. Ana ibn Abdul Muttalib, I'm the son of Abdul Muttalib." And everybody, once they saw the Prophet ﷺ march forward, everybody went back. So this was part of the etiquette of our Prophet ﷺ, part of his akhlaq. And also, one time in the seerah, it was dark, I believe this was in Medina, and the people of Medina heard a very loud sound. If you ever been in the villages and stuff, there's not much light, and there's like wilderness very close to your house. So they heard a loud sound, and people were scared. And the Prophet ﷺ was the first one who got on his horse, went to check it out, and came back, and took care of it. Subhanallah. So that was part of the khuluq of the Prophet ﷺ, to be brave. Right, and we mentioned speaking the truth, and also to be honest with yourself. Yeah, be honest with yourself. Sometimes we lie to ourselves, right? طبعاً, what's the opposite of a shaja'a, of bravery? What's the opposite? What's the opposite? Naam?
Being a scaredy cat.
Being a scaredy cat. That's another way of saying it. Sah? So al-jubun, right? To be afraid or to be a coward, right? So be honest with yourself. When you're in a situation, Yani, be honest with yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Then we go. He says, "Wakun shuja'an sabiran." طبعاً, sabr needs its own lecture series. But a sabr is with two things, right? What are they? نعم, sabr al ta'a. Yes. So you have to have patience with doing what you've been commanded to do, right? So remember that the adab with Allah first is to do what He told you to do, and doing what Allah tells us to do. Sometimes you need patience when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you to give from what you love, money, zakah, right? It's not easy. You have to have patience with that. And you have to have patience, right, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, stay away from alcohol. You know, don't raise your voice to your parents. Even though sometimes you want to do it, but you have to be patient with that. So as-sabr comes with doing what Allah commanded us and staying away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited us. Ali ibn Abi Talib, it was said that he said that verily patience is to iman just like the head is to the body. So Ali radiallahu anhu, it's been said that he was comparing as-sabr, okay, the relationship between sabr and iman is like the relationship between the head and the body. Okay, he said, if the head is cut, the body will drop, it will perish. And he said the same thing with iman. When the sabr is gone, there is no iman. So then he raised his voice, he said, no doubt, there is no fate for one without patience. Right? Just like the body, if you remove the head, what happens? Yeah, if I remove an arm, can the body still work? Still work. If I remove the head, anybody seen anybody walk without a head? So far, I haven't seen one. So if you don't have a head, khalas. And that's the same thing with sabr. You don't have any sabr, there is no iman for you. Because a huge part of iman is sabr. And taban, we know the Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yani for sure, there is no doubt, وَلَا نَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. We will definitely test you. بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we'll definitely test you with all these things. Subhanallah. And we don't know what life throws at us. But the thing that we have to be prepared for is to be patient. And that's how we're going to deal with it. Okay? In any difficulty you have, the two things that will help you is patience and salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Okay? Seek help with as-sabr and as-salah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Yani, when you talk about patience, usually we're talking about difficulty. But Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give good news to the sabirin. Okay? But who are the sabirin exactly? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, okay, as-sabr is fi al-sadmat al-ula. Yani, it's not sabr when something happens to you and you start screaming and yelling and swearing and doing all these things, and then after you're like, okay, I have sabr now. No, it's too late now. Okay? As-sabr is fi al-sadmat al-ula. Inda sadmat al-ula, exactly when it happens, that's when patience, and that's why patience is not easy. And taban, patience are different levels, right? Patience in losing an iPhone is not like patience of losing a child. Subhanallah. They're different levels, right? Taib. So when something happens to us, we're supposed to say what? Inna lillahi alladhina idha asabatuhum musibatun qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is from the adab, okay, and from the etiquettes of when something happens to you that's difficult, you say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says ulaika alayhim salawatu min rabbihim rahma wa ulaika humul muhtadun. Okay, we go next to so he said wa kun shuja'an sabiran karima, be generous, kareem. So number 20, Al-Karam, taban, it's known. It is narrated that Anas radiallahu anhu, he was asked, he said that whenever the Prophet sallam, the font here is messed up. He said that when the Prophet sallam was asked from someone something, okay, and they were someone who looks like they wanted to accept Islam, the Prophet sallam would give it to them, no matter what it was. And so he said a man came to the Prophet sallam, and he gave him a herd of sheep between two mountains. I want you to imagine how many sheep that is. Yani, a herd of sheep between two mountains. Yani, that's like hundreds. Subhanallah. Just a man came, right? He wanted to learn about Islam. And the Prophet ﷺ just gave him, right? He gave him a herd of sheep scattered between two mountains. And then this man, when he returned to his people, he said, oh my people, he said, ya qawmi aslimu, oh my people, enter Islam. Oh my people, enter Islam. فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا يُعْطِي مَنْ لَا يَخْشَى الْفَقَرِ. He gives in a way, يعني, the amount that of a person who doesn't fear poverty. That the Prophet ﷺ would just give. He would never fear poverty. He would never fear poverty. And طبعا poverty is something that the Prophet ﷺ used to seek refuge from. But the Prophet ﷺ was a very, يعني, was so generous. And طبعا this is one of the ways that people accept Islam. المؤلفة قلوبهم, they're one of the eight of the categories of zakah, right? The Prophet ﷺ would give to the to those who would give to the mushrikeen to push away their harm, or for them to accept Islam, or for them to accept Islam. And see here, this person accepted Islam because of the generosity of the Prophet. It's not because of a hadith or an ayah. He accepted Islam because of what? The generosity of the Prophet ﷺ. And so people can accept Islam, okay, under your hands because of your generosity. And not just the man, who else accepted Islam? The people of that town. It was narrated that Uthman radiallahu anhu, of course we know Uthman was one of the most generous of the Sahaba. In the battle of Tabuk, another battle, but this battle was actually a very difficult battle because it came in the summer, and the Muslims were going through kind of an economic, you could say, recession. So it was a difficult time for everybody. And so when, of course, when there's a battle, the Prophet ﷺ asks people to give in sadaqah. And so people were not very willing to give. And so what happened, Uthman went to the Prophet ﷺ with 1,000 dinars. 1,000 dinars, 1,000 gold coins. Yani that's worth in the hundreds of thousands probably. Okay, and he went to the Prophet ﷺ, okay, it says here, in his garment, when the army of distress, طبعاً, Jaysh al-Usra is the Jaysh, طبعاً, the army that needed a lot of finance. And so he came to Prophet ﷺ, and he just put him in his lap. Yani 1,000 dinars. He put him in the lap of the Prophet ﷺ. And Abdul Rahman, the narrator, he says, so I saw the Prophet ﷺ, okay, turning them over, just... Imagine Uthman radiallahu anhu came to Prophet ﷺ and he put the 1,000 dinars in his lap, and the Prophet ﷺ is just turning them back and forth, and he's saying, "Ma darra Uthmana ma amila ba'da al-yawm." Ma darra Uthmana ma amila ba'da al-yawm. Nothing will harm Uthman after what he did today, because of his amazing generosity in the time of difficulty. In the time of difficulty, sometimes we say to ourselves that if Allah gives me, I'll be generous. If Allah gives me, I'll be generous. What do you guys think about that statement? Na'am? Sahih. They worship Allah whenever. Tafaddal.
Oh, it's not really generosity because they're not doing it because they want to be generous. They're doing it because they're doing it for the reward or whatever they
need. But don't you think that's a legitimate excuse? Yani, I don't have. I will give when Allah gives me. What do you think? Ah, sisters.
Yeah.
Ah. Naam? Riya. Yeah, but maybe he has يعني ikhlas. يعني he's honest. He says, "Oh Allah, if you give me, I will give." يعني I don't have right now.
It doesn't work like that. Mm-hmm. You work for your reward. You don't just think you're
going to
get it, you're
going to
get it.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else? Uh-huh. Yani, my point is that this is a trap of shaitan. Why? Because you can give anything. Nobody said it has to be $1,000,000. Yani, if you only have a dollar in your bank, okay? If you only have $2 in your bank, naam? Naam, ahsanti. If you only have $2 in your bank, sah? And you just give a dollar, you gave how much of your wealth? Like half of your wealth, subhanAllah. Right? Who said you have to give $1,000,000? And then there's a millionaire who gives a... Right, like 500,000, right? Or he gives, let's say, 100,000. Who gave more? The millionaire, right? But who gave more of their wealth? The guy who gave a dollar. And so this dollar could be worth more than $100,000, subhanAllah. And so this is a trap of shaitan that people will say, "Oh Allah, I will give sadaqah when you give me. I will be generous when you give me." No, no, be generous as Aisha radiallahu anha, even with half of a tamar. Even if with half of a piece of a tamar, okay, that will protect you from the hellfire. Tayyib. طبعاً يعني in the Arabic literature it's known. Who is known for their generosity? Huh? Where's the Arab? نعم. نعم. عثمان نعم. But before عثمان, the Arabs they have a مثل. حاتم الطائي أحسنت. Like when someone is generous, they say he's more generous than حاتم الطائي. And this person, يعني he was known to be very generous, right? And there's many stories about him, and there's different like narrations about it. But one of them, one of his colleagues or friends told him, is there anyone more generous than you? Have you ever met anyone more generous than you? He said, yes. He said, one time I was traveling with my companions, and then these people, they hosted us. This young boy and his family hosted us. And then this young boy, he had 10 goats. So he slaughtered one of them, and he cooked it, and he put it in front of us. And we ate, and he hosted us, mashallah. And then he was asking, like, which part is the best? And Hatim, he really liked I believe, in one narration, he said, the part of the brain. I don't know what's amazing about that, but he really liked it. And so the kid, what he did, is because it's not that big of a piece, so it's gone, khalas, he finished it. So he went and he slaughtered the other nine. He went and slaughtered the other nine goats. So he only had, he slaughtered one, he had nine left. He went slaughtered the other nine. And why? So he can give them the brain of each goat, right? And then Hatim ate and his people ate. And so his friend, the friend of Hatim, he said, and so when Hatim finished, he gave he told the young boy, he's like, come with me and I'll reward you for what you give me. And then it's said that he gave him like 100 camels and 100 sheep and a large amount, because Hatim was very wealthy. And so the friend of Hatim said, but that doesn't make sense. You gave him more. You are more generous. He said, no. I have hundreds and thousands, and I only gave him a portion of mine. But he gave me all his belongings. Yeah, and he offered me all what he has. So you can be kareem, okay, even if you have a little bit. Sahih? طيب. So we're done with وَكُنْ شُجَاعًا صَابِرًا كَرِيمًا. And then he says, وَشَاكِرًا الشُّكُرْ. طبعاً الشُّكُرْ is what? Being grateful. الشُّكُرْ is being grateful. And sometimes we make a mistake by thinking that shukr is only by tongue. Yeah, alhamdulillah, all thanks to Allah. So, but a shukr is not enough to just say alhamdulillah. A shukr is using what Allah gave you in His obedience, and not using what Allah gave you in disobedience. This is part of shukr. And so there's actually amal in shukr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "I'malu ala Dawood shukra, O family of Dawood." Right? Like, be grateful with your actions. اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. And the reality is that very few people are grateful. Very few people are grateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives and gives, and very few people are grateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. Okay? يعني eat from the things that we have provided for you. وَشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ. Okay, but be grateful. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. And you will see that shukr has a direct link with ibadah. Because really the opposite of shukr is what? What's the opposite of shukr? Right? Linguistically speaking, it's kufr. Right? It's denying that which was given to you by someone. Right? And so linguistically, kufr is to cover up the truth or cover up what was given to you. Right? And so in many verses in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions the opposite of shukr as وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ. Yeah, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ. So here, the opposite of shukr is to have, it can lead to what? It can lead to disbelief. Because what is the opposite of shukr? Allah gave you everything, and then you what? You're denying what Allah gave you. You're denying that everything is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وطبعاً this is being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But also we have to be grateful to people. صح? It's not enough to just be grateful to Allah. And that's why the Prophet says, لا يشكر الله من لا يشكر الناس. The one who doesn't thank people, okay, then he hasn't thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So part of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also to thank people for the favors they have done for you. Be grateful, be honest. Sometimes you find people, you know, people help them through difficulty, and then they say, I did it by myself. Subhanallah. Like, be grateful for those who helped you get where you are. Right? And so that's part of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, what's the reward of being grateful? Huh? وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, I will increase you. And so if you want your risk to increase, one of the ways to increase that is by being grateful for what you have. And so you don't have to have much. Whatever you have, you say Alhamdulillah. And that's a good practice for us, an adab and a khuluq to have, is to always just think about the ni'am that we have. Right? One of the biggest mistakes is, and the Prophet ﷺ told us not to do this, is people, when they look, when in terms of their worldly material, they always look at people that are above them. Right? And so that causes them to be ungrateful. The Prophet ﷺ said, when it comes to the dunya matters, look at those who have less than you. Look at those who just lost everything in the earthquake, subhanAllah. Right? Look at them and then you will appreciate what you have. And in terms of the akhirah, look at those who are doing more than you. And that will motivate you. And so this is an excellent formula, okay, for success in this life and the akhirah. When it comes to this dunya, look at those who have less. But the problem is what? The social media, what do they show you in front of you every day? Huh? Those who are ahead of you in life, or quote unquote ahead of you. Allahu a'lam, they're ahead of you. Right? And that causes people to be what? Ungrateful. So we have to be very careful how we deal with social media. So then he says, shakiran wa fatinan. Uh-huh. What does it mean, fatinan? It's to be clever. Yani, don't be someone who just accepts anything. Be smart. Be clever. Right? And so the Prophet ﷺ, he told us that al-kayyis is another word for someone who's intelligent and smart. Yeah, don't let people trick you. The believer is not someone who is just tricked, right? You know, like you open your email, oh, you want $1 million, click on that, right? You know, be smart. Don't be someone who just is a yes man, who just follows whatever people say. Be someone who is intelligent. So the Prophet ﷺ says, al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-maut. Right? The wise man, al-kayyis, is the one who, yani, who calls himself to account, always checks himself, right? And does noble deeds to benefit him after death. This is the smart person. And so as a believer, you want to be a smart person. Yes, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget about your responsibility in this dunya. But be a person who's smart, who plans for the future. Who plans for the future of this life and the hereafter. And he says, and the foolish person, وَالْعَاجِزْ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهُ وَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ. And the foolish person, right? The one who just follows his temptations. Does whatever. Whatever he feels like doing, he does it. Right? That's not part of intelligence. And then desires and seeks from Allah, right? And he just has tamanni. A tamanni is what? Just wishful thinking. Right? And we see sometimes people fall into that trap. They're like, oh, you know, they do whatever they want. They're like, oh, Allah ghafur rahim. Oh, Allah will do this for me. Allah will do this for me. And that's a big deception of shaitan. And of course, this is a theme that's mentioned in the Quran a lot. Where a person, if Allah gives them, they think what? What do they think? That Allah is? Naam? Allah is happy with them. Were you going to say that? Yeah, so Allah tells us, this is a recurring theme of the human being. When Allah gives them, they think that Allah is happy with them. Is Allah giving you a sign that Allah is happy with you? Not always. It could be yes, it could be no. Right? فَيَقُولُ رَبِّ أَكْرَمًا. Right, and they say to themselves, "ذَهَبَ السَّيِّئَاتُ عَنِّي." When Allah Subhanahu wa Taala gives them, okay, and so they think that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is happy with them. No, that's not the truth. And then they start having these wishful thoughts. And like the story of the person of the two gardens, right? What did he say when his righteous friend told him, "Yani, be grateful to Allah." What did he say, the person of the two gardens? He said, "Even if I die, Allah will what? Will honor me. Sah? Even if I die." يعني, that's how deluded he was. طيب. وَفَطِنًا. And then he says, حَلِيمًا. حَلِيمًا. Number 23. What's الْحِلْم? Remember the hadith we said? إِنَّمَا الْحِلْمُ بِالتَّحَلُّمُ. إِنَّمَا الْحِلْمُ بِالتَّحَلُّمُ. When we said that, الْأَخْلَاق are something that you can attain. And so we said that الْحِلْم is بِالتَّحَلُّم. الْحِلْم, by the way, is the opposite of الْغَضَب. What's الْغَضَب? Anger. Yeah, we say غير المغضوب عليهم. Oh Allah, don't make us from those who have your anger upon them, right? So al-ghadab is anger. So the opposite of ghadab is hilm. And this is one of the most excellent etiquettes for us or akhlaq for someone to have al-hilm. And it's not easy to have hilm. It's not easy to be able to calm yourself down. Okay? Because, and طبعاً, people get angry for different reasons. Right? Sometimes for something small, sometimes for something big. So al-hilm is the opposite of al-ghadab. One time, a man came to the Prophet ﷺ, and he said, أوصني يا رسول الله. Give me advice, O Prophet of Allah. أوصني يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, advise me. So the Prophet ﷺ said to him, لا تغضب. Don't be angry. And the guy didn't really take it seriously. Okay, that's... Like, he didn't think that was a great advice. So he said, أوصني, يعني give me more. أوصني. He says, لا تغضب. He did it a third time. أوصني, لا تغضب. Right? And so this is a great advice for someone, is don't be angry. And part of the attributes of al-muttaqeen, those who are God-conscious and have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran, عُدَّةِ الْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ and what? وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. الْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, here it means that there are those who what? Who hold their anger. Who hold their anger. And holding your anger has different levels. يعني when your dad yells at you and you hold your anger, okay, that's like, you have to do it. Tamam? And you might do it, why? You probably do it, why? Why? Why would you hold your anger? Ah, تفضل. You don't want to get a what? A peep, a whooping. طيب. So you don't want to get a punishment from your dad. صح? That's your dad. طيب. So real حلم actually is when you have the upper hand. This is tough, right? This is tough. When you have the upper hand, you are the father, right? And your child does something that angers you. Are you gonna hold your anger? Okay, or are you gonna react? And so that's the most difficult. When you have the power to do something about it, that's the real hilm. A man came to the Prophet ﷺ. Actually, we're gonna mention it now. The next line, number 10, we have وَذَا أَنَاتٍ وَحَيَاءٍ وَرْفُقِي. Okay, وَذَا أَنَاتٍ وَحَيَاءٍ وَرْفُقِي وَكُنْ أَمِينًا وَتَوَاضَعْ وَاسْتُقِي. Okay, we've got another like 5 or 6. He says, وَذَا أَنَاتٍ يعني وَكُنْ يعني and be someone who has الأناه. What is أناه? Okay, we're going to talk about it. In English, the best word I found is this one. And this is what the translator says. Equanimity. Inshallah, we'll talk about what that is. الأناه. It's a very nice khuluq to have. He says, وَحَيَاءٍ shyness or bashfulness. There's many different words that can explain al-haya. And then he says, وَرْفُقِي يعني have rifq, have gentleness, وَكُنْ أَمِينًا and be trustworthy. وَتَوَاضَعْ. التَوَاضَعْ is to be humble, okay? And be humble. وَاسْدُقِي and be honest. طيب, let's go through them. So وَكُنْ and be someone who has أَنَاه, ذَا أَنَات. So al-anah basically, it's someone who has basically like composure, right? Someone who is not very hasty, right? Sometimes we make decisions without thinking, like emotional decisions, right? Like someone sends you a text message without, and you get emotional and you send them a reply back. Okay, that's the opposite of this. Okay, so al-anah, someone who has anah, وَذَا أَنَاتٍ يَعْنِي صَاحِبْ أَنَاه, someone who has anah. Okay, or equanimity, if you want to use that word, is someone who thinks before they act. Someone who is calm, has composure. So they say mental calmness, composure, and evenness of temper, especially in difficult situation. Someone who doesn't panic, right? We all have that friend that just goes crazy, panics. Like yesterday, subhanAllah, I was having dinner, and then I had a knock on my door, and then the neighbor showed up. And she was just going crazy. Oh my God, I forgot my phone in the Uber. Okay, I don't know what to do. My life's over. Like she's just going crazy. SubhanAllah, she just lost it. And I'm like, just relax. You can, and it's just a phone. She's like, no, it's iPhone 14. I just bought it. Right? Like, you know, that's, so you know, like some people, they just panic. You know, just relax. And SubhanAllah, the more you panic, the worse the situation gets. And so one of the Sahaba, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said that the Messenger of Allah said that al-ashaj Abd al-Qais, he says, the Prophet said to him, you possess two qualities that Allah loves. Okay? إِنَّ فِيكَ خَصْلَتَيْنِ يُحِبُّهُمُ اللَّهِ. You have two qualities that Allah loves. Look at this hadith. He said, so the Prophet says, الحلم والأنا. الحلم, we just talked about it, the opposite of غضب, of anger. And الأنا is this one. Okay? And so these qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, why does Allah love them so much? Because they're not easy to do. Right? To be able to compose yourself instead of being angry. To be able to just do things slowly. Not hasten. Right? Because what's the default of human beings? They're very hasty. صح? We are very hasty people. We don't like to wait. Right? And that's why like people are very hasty. Right? Like they want the reward right now. And especially now, in this culture now, we're just used to getting things on the spot. Right? We want our paycheck right now. And some people want their paycheck the day of. Like there's no more ana, no more sabr in people anymore. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Isra, وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاءَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. This is an interesting ayah. طبعاً عجولة is to be hasty is the opposite of الأنا. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and humans, وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاءَ. They swiftly pray for evil as they pray for good. What does this mean? The Arabic can be tricky here. What it means is that, and the insan, the human being, okay, when they get angry, when they get frustrated, when they're in a difficult situation, they make evil dua. What does that mean? What does that mean? Give me an example. Huh? Atfadlas, mate. Yeah, exactly. So, مثلاً, you're arguing with someone, and then you're like, may Allah curse you. Right? And this is, unfortunately, in some cultures, they curse themselves, actually. Right? They say, may Allah curse your dad. Right? And so, and they mean it. And they have that niyyah, that, oh Allah, you know, hurt this person. Oh Allah, do this. Right? Or maybe your child does something bad, and you're like, may Allah punish you. May Allah put you through this. Right? Right? And so, why? Because they're hasty, right? And so a person who has anah would never do that. A person who has anah would never do that. They would just relax. You know, no, think before you act. Don't be hasty. But Allah subhanahu says, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. And the commentator of the translation said, some people are quick to pray against themselves or others in times of anger and frustration. Right? We do that all the time. And so we need to be people who are not hasty. Just think before you act. طيب, let's keep going. وحياء. الحياء معروف, right? الحياء معروف. طبعا الحياء is part of deen. الحياء is part of iman, as the Prophet ﷺ told us. And the Prophet ﷺ told us, إِنَّ مِمَّا أَدْرَكَ النَّاسِ مِنْ كَلَامِ النُّبُوَّةِ, that from the things that has reached people from the words of the prophets is, إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتْ. Right, I believe this is in the 40 Nawawi hadith. إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتْ. Yani, if you don't have any shyness, no haya, do what you like. Do what you like. And subhanAllah, we live in a time where like there's absolutely no haya. Like people are losing their haya slowly and slowly. Right? People, and haya is not just clothing. Right? Haya is not just clothing. Haya is how you speak. Haya is how you behave. You're right? Haya is in everything. The way you interact with people. And so we live in a time where people just lost haya. Just يعني, to have that shyness. And the haya, of course, first is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be shy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's watching you and you're about to commit a sin. Right? And so when you're about to commit a sin, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching and have that haya. Have that haya in your heart. And haya from people. يعني, you know, many times, you know, maybe back in the day more, people wouldn't do things just out of haya. يعني, I'm not gonna smoke in front of the masjid out of haya. But now people just do whatever. Like people don't have haya anymore. They'll do whatever they like, right? And so haya is an important characteristic of a believer, to have haya. And then he says, وَذَاءَنَاتٍ وَحَيَاءٍ وَرْفُقِي الرِّفْقِ. Al-rifq, what is al-rifq, right? Al-rifq is to treat people with gentleness, right? The Prophet ﷺ says, إِنَّ الرِّفْقَ لَا يَكُونُ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا زَانَهُ. That whenever الرِّفْق, gentleness, okay, gets mixed with something else, it beautifies it. Right? What am I talking about here? Yani when you deal with people, deal with them with rifq. Yani with gentleness. Be gentle with people. Be gentle with your son, with your daughter. Be gentle with your parents. And don't be someone who's rude. Yeah, don't be harsh with people. Be gentle, right? And then he said, and illa zana, wala yinza'u min shayin illa shana. And if it's removed from something, al-rifq, it makes it defective or ugly, right? When you remove, even if it's something good, right? Example, you want to give like a donation to someone. Someone's in need, right? You can give it to them nicely, in a very nice, gentle way, or you can just throw it at them. I remember one time I was in Riyadh, and this kid came to buy like a drink, right? And he went to the front, to the cashier, and he just threw the riyals like that. Like, very disrespectful. And the cashier is an old man, and it's just like some 6-year-old, like 7-year-old kid, right? So the cashier, he just threw his thing on the floor, right? But like, have gentleness. Like, have some rifq, right? Have respect, right? Be gentle with people. طبعاً, the cashier, it's not right what he did. He should have reacted with something better. But you should have rifq when you deal with people, right? The Prophet ﷺ, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet ﷺ, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَمْ فَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you were harsh with the Sahaba, they would have, يعني, they would have flown away from you. Yeah, they would have moved away from you. They wouldn't have stayed with you. Who are we talking about? The Sahaba. And who is Allah talking to? The Prophet ﷺ. He said, had you been harsh with them? Okay? Because Allah says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It is by Allah's mercy that you were lenient with them. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. And had you been cruel or hard-hearted, they would have certainly abandoned you. The Sahaba would have abandoned who? The Prophet ﷺ. And so what about us? Right? So be gentle with your friends, with your colleagues. If you're someone who has employees under you, right? You're a manager or something, have rifq with them, right? Be lenient with them and try to put yourself in their shoe. Next we have warfuqi wa kun aminan, be trustworthy. What was one of the nicknames of the Prophet ﷺ that was famous in Mecca? Ahsant, as-sadiq al-ameen. The Prophet ﷺ was known to be trustworthy. One of the hikam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that the Prophet ﷺ had a very good, a good name amongst the Arabs. And so they couldn't call him like, you know, a liar or someone who's kha'in, someone who's deceitful, because he was known as as-sadiq al-ameen, trustworthy person, right? And remember when they were trying to put the black stone on the Kaaba, right? Who walked in? And they were like, who's going to put it? Which tribe's going to put it? Right? The Prophet ﷺ who walked in, and they said, we all agree that, you know, he's the one that's going to put it. Because he's trustworthy. And they know him from his good character. And we know that that al-khiyana, which is the opposite of al-amana, is one of the characteristics of the munafiqeen, of the hypocrites. The Prophet ﷺ says, ayatul munafiq thalatha. That the sign of the hypocrites are three. Okay? إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذِبْ. When he speaks, he lies. And when he makes a promise, he breaks it. And when he's entrusted, he betrays his trust. And you might be saying, oh, that's not me. But we do it all the time. Yeah, you come with someone and they tell you a secret. And you're like, oh yeah, it's safe. Right? The next day, everybody knows. Right? As soon as it goes to one person, right? Khalas, it's spread. You know, and you go tell the other person, but listen, don't tell anybody. Right? And then the person goes to the next person, but listen, don't tell anybody. And then it ends up going to everybody. So we have to have amana, okay? You have the secrets, keep your secret. Remember, I think it was Anas radiallahu anhu. The Prophet ﷺ told him something, right? And then his mother saw him. Anas was a young boy, he used to serve the Prophet ﷺ. So his mother asked him like, you know, what are you doing? He said, I had to do something that the Prophet ﷺ told me. She said, if it's something that the Prophet ﷺ told you, then don't spill it. Like, you don't have to tell him. Even his mom told him, you don't have to. Yani, don't spill the secret of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So be trustworthy, be amin. طيب. وتواضع. Okay, and have تواضع. And have تواضع. التواضع is what? To be humble. Okay, it's the opposite of al-kibr. Right? Al-kibr is one of the worst characteristics that a person can have. And whoever has even the weight of an ant of kibr in their heart, they will not enter Jannah, as the Prophet told us. That whoever has the weight of an atom in their heart of kibr will not enter Jannah. Okay? And al-kibr is batar al-haq wa ghamt al-nas. Rejecting the truth and belittling people. Right? And so part of us being humble with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to ascribe all the khair to Him. Right? Everything that you have achieved. Okay? Ascribe it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And recognize that you wouldn't have been able to do anything without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And knowing that you're always in need of Allah. We are always in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah wished, you couldn't even take the next breath. Right? And so we have to humble ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we always think opposite. People don't humble themselves. Why? Because they want recognition and people to praise them. Sah? But the opposite is true. The Prophet told us that the one who humbles himself, Allah will raise him. Allah will raise him. طبعاً, some of the signs of humbleness is taking advice. And this is important because sometimes we say, okay, yeah, I'm humble. I think I'm humble. Okay, ask yourself a question. When someone gives you advice, do you take it? Or if someone's like, ah, man, get away from me, man. I already know that. Okay, you don't know anything. Are you someone who praises others? Yani, if you are a good soccer player, and your friend, you know he's better than you, do you say that or do you deny that all the time? No, he's horrible. Like, he sucks. Okay, so to praise those who are better than you, right? That's part of humbleness, okay? And to accept the truth, as the Prophet ﷺ said. You accept the truth, right? Whether it's your, yani, it's on your side or it's against you, to accept the truth. And طبعاً, as mentioned, the Prophet ﷺ said that وَمَا تَوَاضَ أَحَدًا لِلَّهِ except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised them. That the Prophet ﷺ said that no one will humble himself for Allah's sake except Allah will raise him. And so when you lower yourself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does what? The opposite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually raises that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise that person. وَتَوَاضَعْ وَاسْدُقِي. And be honest. As-sidq, honesty. Right? The Prophet told us that the person will be honest and keep being honest. And he will speak the truth until Allah will write him as one of the siddiqeen. Okay? One of the truthful ones. يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا until he's... And the opposite is true. A person will lie, then will lie again, and keep lying until he is known as a liar. And people will know he's a liar, subhanAllah. Right? And so being truthful is part of birr. It's part of being good. طبعاً Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. This ayah came right after Allah was talking about the three sahaba that did not go in the battle of Tabuk. Right? وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا. Right? The three sahaba who... But these three sahaba, they were not like the other hypocrites. There was another group of hypocrites who kept saying, making excuses. يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ يَعْتَذِرُونَ إِلَيْكَ. And they kept making excuses, oh Prophet Allah, we can't go. We can't go because our children, we can't go because we're sick. But those people did not make tawbah. But these sahaba made tawbah and they were honest with themselves. Right? Remember we said part of courage and shaja'ah is to be honest with yourself. You know you made a mistake. And now in this situation, their situation, the Prophet ﷺ, he told the sahaba, the other sahaba, to not talk to them. And so it's in even a more difficult situation. You have to be honest now in front of everybody. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Be conscious of Allah and fear Allah and be amongst those who have honesty, those who are truthful. اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those people. Then we go to 11. He said, تَحَلَّ بِالْعَدْلِ وَبِالْإِحْسَانِ. Okay? Adorn yourself. تَحَلَّ يعني adorn yourself. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَحُلُّوا what's the ayah? وَحُلُّوا بِأَسَاوِرَةٍ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ نَعَمْ. So it's to like beautify yourself, adorn yourself. So he's saying beautify yourself, تَحَلَّ with what? بِالْعَدْلِ, with justice. وَبِالْإِحْسَانِ, okay? And kindness, or there's a better translation for that, inshallah. وَالْعَفْوِ, and pardoning. وَالْوَفَاءِ وَالْإِتْقَانِ. تَحَلَّ بِالْعَدْلِ وَبِالْإِحْسَانِ وَالْعَفْوِ وَالْوَفَاءِ وَالْإِتْقَانِ, and having excellence. We'll talk about this, inshallah. طيب. Number 30, we have justice. طبعاً, we all know what justice is. It's the opposite of ظلم, oppression. Al-adl is the opposite of al-ظلم. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّمِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ. O you who believe, O believers, stand firm for justice. شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. This is where it gets difficult. With be upright and withhold justice, even if it's against yourself. وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ. Or it's against your parents or your relatives. And this is a big problem. You know, we say, oh, we stand for justice. But when it comes against yourself or your relatives or your buddies, you're quiet. No, you have to uphold justice, even if it gets against yourself or your family or your relatives. Okay? والأقربين إيه يكون غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما. يعني don't worry about their situation. Allah will take care of them. فلا تتبعوا الهوى أن تعدلوا. Don't let your desires push you away from being just. Okay? وإن تلووا أو تعرضوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا. That if whatever you, يعني if you try to cheat or lie or not be, and here's talking about being a witness, because this happens in the courts, right? You saw something happen, a crime happen, but maybe it's against your friend, and so you don't want to be a witness. No, you be a witness, even if it's your friend or your colleague or yourself, okay? And if you try to hide that testimony, then Allah knows what you're doing. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu says, كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ in Surah Al-An'am, in Surah Al-Ma'idah. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ. And don't let any animosity you have with people push you from being honest and being just. اعدلوا. Be just. هو أقرب للتقوى. Being just is closer to taqwa. To taqwa. طيب, so, and of course, there's a story that's mentioned that when Ali رضي الله عنه was the Khalifa. Ali was which Khalifa? The second, third? Huh? The fourth one, صح? From the, نعم. الخلفاء الراشدين. طيب. And so, he was the fourth one, right? So, there's a story that's mentioned that one time Ali رضي الله عنه had an argument with a Jewish man. One from the people of the book. It was about an armor, I believe. And so Ali said, that's my armor. The armor was in whose possession? With the Jewish man. And so Ali told him, that's mine. He had lost an armor. And he said, that's mine. And they couldn't figure it out. So Ali radiallahu anhu, he's the Khalifa. Like, I want you to think about this. The president, yani, the one in charge of everybody. They went to a judge, right? And they told him, okay, judge between us. Ali told him, judge between us. Between me and the Yahudi. And the Jewish man. And so the judge asked Ali, okay, what's your claim? Ali said, this is my armor. And so the judge said, do you have two witnesses? Ali says, I have my son. He can come witness. He came as a witness. He said, do you have a second witness? You need two witnesses. And so Ali said, no. Ali's the Khalifa. He said, I don't have. And so the judge said, I have to يعني, give the armor to the Jewish man. Ajib, like the Khalifa. And Ali couldn't say anything. He's the Khalifa. And so after they finished, the Jewish man went to Ali and he said, you know, you have the etiquettes of the messengers. He said, I know this is yours. He said, it fell from your camel or from your horse when you were going to battle. And it fell and I took it. And I just wanted to test you. And then he said, أشهد أن لا إله, and he accepted Islam. SubhanAllah. This is from being just, right? Even if you are the one in power. Even if it's against, yourself. Al-adl. طيب. He says, بالعدل وبالإحسان. طيب. Al-adl, I want you to think about it like this. Al-adl is to basically pay someone back exactly the same. Right? Like for example, someone, your neighbor, sends you a plate of biryani. Right? What, يعني they made a lot of biryani and they want to give you biryani. طيب, جزام الله خير. And then what you do, you give them another plate of biryani, the exact same one. You fill it with biryani, okay? And that's called al-adl, like you're just with your neighbor. What's al-ihsan? Al-ihsan is to go above that. Tamam? So you give them like a plate of biryani back, and what else can you give them? Huh? Dessert, yeah, you give them like a, what's a desi dessert? You give them, naam?
Ice cream.
Ice cream, give them ice cream, mashallah. You give them ice cream, huh? So you give them. So ihsan is to go above, right? Wallahu yuhibbu al-muhsinin. Wallahu yuhibbu al-muhsinin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Inna Allah ya'muru. You hear this ayah a lot. Bil-adli. Allah commands. Okay? Allah commands bil-adli, which we just talked about. Al-adl, justice. Wal-ihsan. Okay, here it's mentioned as grace. It's basically to do more than is expected. To do more than is expected. That is al-ihsan. Okay? Inna Allah ya'muru bil-adli. Wal-ihsani. Wa-ita'i dil-qurba. That's the timer. Wa-ita'i dil-qurba. وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي بينه ودعاية. طيب, there's a story that's mentioned of Zain al-Abidin. Who's Zain al-Abidin? We'll try maybe do like another 10 minutes and we'll finish inshallah. Like 9, 10 or so. Who's Zain al-Abidin? Are you guys sleepy? You guys are asleep, we can stop. Keep going? Another 10 minutes? Unless someone says stop. خلاص, I got one thumbs up. خلاص. Because you're all shy. طيب, two thumbs up. طيب. نعم? Keep going. زين العابدين, who's زين العابدين? من هو زين العابدين? نعم, تفضل. نعم, so he's the son of Hussein, the son of, so his name is actually Ali. So he's the Ali ibn Hussein ibn Ali, the son of Ali رضي الله عنه. So he's the grandson of Ali رضي الله عنه. So he had a name, the nickname, زين العابدين. It is mentioned, يعني, الله أعلم, يعني, if it's a true story, it's mentioned that he had like someone who served him. يعني he owned the person. يعني it was slave, right? And so he would serve him, right? And so one time Zain al-Abidin was sitting and he was waiting for his food to be brought. So this man, this يعني the servant of his, he was bringing his food, right? And what happened? This ever happened to you guys? You're in a restaurant and they come with a big tray, and then what? And then they slip. Happened to us once. And it just like, and then we had a guest speaker and it fell all over his pants. MashaAllah, he had good akhlaq. He was patient and made a joke. But what happened is, and Zain al-Abidin is hungry. And so the food falls, right? And so the servant, he has knowledge. And يعني he had the Quran memorized. And so he read to him the ayah, okay? He read to him the ayah, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْبِ. We mentioned before, those who hold their anger. And so Zain al-Abidin, he said, خلاص, I hold my anger, you know? Like he didn't say anything, okay? And then the servant, he said, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And those who pardon people. So Zain al-Abidin says, خلاص, I pardon you, okay? And then he said, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who do ihsan, who do more than is expected. And so it's mentioned that Zain al-Abidin just freed him. He said, you're a free man. Khalas. You get your freedom, subhanAllah. So that's from al-ihsan, the akhlaq of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let's do a few more, inshallah. He says, wal-afwi, pardoning, right? We just mentioned now, al-afu. So al-afu is pardoning. Al-afu is not just kind of letting it go. It's kind of just fully erase it. Al-afu is like to fully erase something. Right? And al-afu is hard. Right? Al-afu is hard. Why is afu hard? Because naturally people, they just, it's not easy to let go. Right? And sometimes people, they say, I forgive you, but I don't forget. Right? That's not afu. Al-afu is to, yeah, wal-ya'afu, Allah says, wal-yasfahu. Yani, pardon and turn the page. Khalas now. New page. Yani, pardon someone. Whether it's, whatever they did. Right? Someone might say, it's my haqq. Okay, maybe it's your haqq. But the akhlaq of the Prophet ﷺ and the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is to pardon. As when Jibril came to him, remember last week we said, when he said, خُذِ الْعَفُوُ, right? He says, Allah command you to pardon those who wronged you. And we know the story of Abu Bakr and Mistah, when Aisha رضي الله عنها was accused of zina. We know the story. Abu Bakr used to finance one of the people, right, relative, who used to who spread the rumor of Aisha, right? And he said, I will not give him any more money. Abu Bakr used to finance him. And then he spread rumors about his daughter, subhanAllah. And then he said, I will not give him any more money. And then the ayah came down. وَلَا يَأْتَلِي أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِكُمْ. And Allah says, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. Let them pardon and turn the page. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you wish that Allah would forgive you? And so if you forgive and pardon others, Allah will pardon you. Right? And if you deal with Allah and you say, this is my haqq, then expect that on the Day of Judgment, Allah will deal with you that way. And so that's a very dangerous path to go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Whoever pardons and tries to reconciliate, to fix that, right? Because sometimes something happens with you and your cousin. The business deal, right? He took money and he never gave back to you, right? And then what do? You cut them off. And so you do a major sin, you cut them off, and then you don't forgive them. And so Allah says, whoever pardons and then tries to fix that, because there's some damage in the relationship. And so, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحْ, tries to fix that relationship, فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى مِنْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And subhanAllah, this is one of the only places in the Quran where Allah says that His reward is upon Allah. And if your reward is upon Allah, good news for you. Good news for you. In a weak narration, it's mentioned, some ulama said it's sahih, some said it's hasan, some said it's weak, that on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell, أَيْنَ الْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Okay, where are those who used to pardon people? And they will get up, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them, enter Jannah without any hisab, without any hisab. طيب. Then we have والعفو. What is it? What's the next one? تحلى بالعدل والإحسان والعفو والوفاء. والوفاء. الوفاء. طيب. What is الوفاء? الوفاء is basically honoring the good that someone has done to you, right? It's honoring, sometimes. People do good for you and you just forget them. That's not wafa. And from the akhlaq of the believer is to always recognize the good that was done to them. You were in a difficult situation and this brother helped you and you became very wealthy. Remember the khair that he did for you, right? Have that wafa. And subhanAllah, the Prophet ﷺ, one of the things that's mentioned a lot in the seerah is the wafa he had. The great example is the wafa he had with Khadija radiallahu anha. You know that Khadija was the first one to accept Islam. Muttafaqun alayh. That she was the first one to accept Islam. And she supported him. And then when he was kind of in a bad situation, she told him, Allah would never put you in a bad situation. Allah would never dishonor you because you're good to the poor. And she financed him and she helped him through everything. And subhanAllah, and so when she passed away, right, the Prophet ﷺ, he would never forget the khair. He would never forget. And Aisha thought that there was only one good person in his life, because Aisha came later and she would hear him always talk about Khadija. And it's mentioned in the hadith that the Prophet ﷺ, whenever he would get something, he would say to one of his helpers, go give some to Fulana, because she was a friend of Khadija. SubhanAllah. This is part of wafa. Or give to this person, she was the best friend of Khadija. Right? This is part of wafa. Part of wafa is that you honor those who did something good to you, right? Even after they pass away, subhanAllah. Even after they pass away. وَالْإِحْسَانِ أو وَالْوَفَاءِ وَالْإِتْقَانِ. الْإِتْقَانِ, the Prophet ﷺ said that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ إِذَا عَمِلَ أَحَدُكُمْ عَمَلًا أَنْ يُتْقِنَهُ. Okay? So, الْإِتْقَانِ is excellence. What does excellence mean? It's basically to do something with the best way that you can, right? Your mom tells you, do your bed. You don't just throw the sheets over, right? Do it with the best that you can, right? You go to school, don't just go in there just to pass. No, try to get that 100, try to get that 90, okay? The Prophet ﷺ even told us that when you slaughter, don't just slaughter with any knife. Sharpen the knife, right? And so everything we do has excellence, has itqan. This is part of the character and the adab of the believer. Don't just do things whatever, right? Don't leave your house unless you look nice. Have itqan in your work. When you're at your work, those who have work and go to work, you don't try to come in a few minutes late and leave a few minutes early. Don't just do a mediocre job. Have itqan. And Allah loves that. Allah loves that when you do something, you do it with itqan, with excellence. Then he says, sunil lisana wahfad al jawariha. I promise, 9:15 we'll stop, inshallah. 9:15. Sunil lisana wahfad al jawariha. Okay. أحب كل مسلم كن ناصحا. Now he says, guard your tongue. Guard your tongue. From what? طبعاً, tongue is one of the most dangerous limbs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Why? The Prophet ﷺ told the Sahaba, he says, guarantee me what's between your lips and your legs, and I'll guarantee you a place in Jannah. Yani your private part and your tongue. Guarantee me those two things. Yani that you take care of those two things. Okay, and you will be guaranteed, and I guarantee you a place in Jannah. Right? And one of the things that enters most of the people in the hellfire is their tongue. Speaking without thinking, right? Swearing. You know, you can actually say a word of kufr that will take you out of Islam from your tongue. Right? So, he says, سُنِ الْلِسَانَ وَحْفَظِ الْجَوَارِحَ. Guard your tongue and your limbs. Guard your tongue. And the Prophet ﷺ says, الْمُسْلِمُ مَنْ سَلِمَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ مِنْ لِسَانِهِ وَيَدِهِ. The real Muslim, okay, is the one who the other Muslims are safe from his tongue and from his limbs. يعني. Remember the woman that we talked about? The Prophet ﷺ, the Sahaba told the Prophet ﷺ, there's this woman that she fasts and she, you know, and she prays the night, but she hurts her neighbor with her tongue. The Prophet ﷺ said, لا خير فيها, no good in her. Okay, هي في النار, she's in the hellfire. عجيب, very عجيب حديث يعني. Okay, because of her tongue. Because of her tongue. And الجوارح, basically your limbs. Allah subhanahu says, وَلَا تَقُفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Don't do things without ilm. إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا. Everything you're going to be asked about. Whatever your eyes saw. Whatever your tongue said. Right? Whatever your arm touched or did. All of this will be asked, subhanAllah. To the point that Allah says, on the Day of Judgment, your limbs will speak. And the person will say, why are you speaking against me? They said, Allah made us speak. SubhanAllah. And so we have to, this is an amana. Right? Our body, our eyes, our tongue, our ears. What you hear in your ears is an amana. So don't just take everything in, okay? Choose carefully what you consume. أَحِبَّ كُلَّ مُسْلِمٍ. We'll stop on this one. أَحِبَّ كُلَّ مُسْلِمٍ كُنْ نَاصِحًا. Love every Muslim, right? This can be difficult. Why? Because sometimes, you know, unfortunately, يعني, we're used to, مثلاً, you know, you hear these things like, oh, don't do business with a Muslim, right? Or, you know, the Muslims are like, the non-Muslims have better akhlaq and things like that. And that's not the right thing to say, right? A Muslim, whether he has bad akhlaq or not, and he shouldn't have bad akhlaq, is always better than the non-Muslim because of his tawheed. Because of his tawheed. But, yani, our relationship with the Muslims, yes, if someone treats you bad, okay, that's fine. You don't have to do business with them or whatever, but you should still want khair for your brother. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. Okay? So you have to want good for your fellow Muslim. For your fellow Muslim. Have that in your heart that you want khair for them. أَحِبَّ كُلَّ مُسْلِمٍ. And not just that. Okay? So, of course, you deal with him the way you want to be dealt with. Right? We said that's one of the definitions of having good akhlaq. Right? And also make dua for them. Yani that's part of al-ukhuwa. With your fellow Muslim, make dua for them. Unsur ahaqa zaliman aw madluma. Like, help your brother. Be in his aid, whether he's the oppressor or the one being oppressed. Tab, when he's the oppressor, it's obvious, they said the Sahaba. Okay? Tab, how about when he's being oppressed? When he's being oppressed, it's obvious. Someone's being oppressed, you help them. Someone's being oppressed, you help them. Obvious. Tab, how do you oppress when someone is the zalim? You stop them. You tell them. You give them nasiha. Okay? Right? And that's why the next advice, he says, kun nasiha. Right? Be someone that gives nasiha. Ad-deenun nasiha, the Prophet told us. That this deen is about nasiha. Right? It's to give nasiha. Give advice. Allah subhanahu told us, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amlu salihat, wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bil sabr. Right? At-tawasi is basically giving advice. Right? Tawasaw bil-haqqi, they give advice upon the truth. Right? Wa tawasaw bil-haqqi wa tawasaw bil-sabr. And we always give advice to each other to be patient. So we need to be people who give advice. But how do you give advice? That's the trick. How do you give advice? That's the trick. Like, you see someone right now doing something. Hey, you! In front of everybody. Is that the right way to do it? No. So it needs hikmah. When you give advice, it needs hikmah. You need to know, are you the one in power or you're the one that's not in power? So the way a father gives nasiha to his son is different than a son gives to his father. Right? A son can tell his father, hey, stop doing it. He can't do that. There's a way to do it. Right? In public or not in public. And so that needs hikmah. To give advice needs hikmah, but it's part of our deen. And we need to do it. And sometimes, like I said, you're in a situation where it's muhrij, يعني it's kind of, might be embarrassing. Or might be, you know, you might be putting yourself on the line. But still do it. You're in a gathering, people are saying something bad about someone. Give nasiha, right? In a good way, right? In general. Give nasiha to your fellow Muslims. We'll stop there, inshallah. I wanted to finish a few more, but we'll stop there, bithnillah. If there's any questions, okay, it's 9:09, maybe four minutes for questions. Any questions? Any questions? SubhanAllah. No questions? Ma'akul. طيب. No questions? طيب. Barakallahu feekum. Inshallah, we'll try to finish next week. If we don't finish next week, we'll do inshallah one more. بإذن الله. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.